And I'm delighted at this time to welcome back Francis Clamp, whose subject today concerns the activities of Henry VIII when he used to visit Blackmoor. Good job he's not around now, Francis, otherwise I suspect that your head might be parting from the rest of you in double quick order.
I sincerely hope not.
Well, you don't have to worry about it now. He's not around. He's gone away. So you're safe for now, at any rate.
Well, I don't know. Knowing your ghost stories, I was teaching about Mary I on one occasion, and I wasn't particularly keen on her. So, you know, I got a bit carried away. And all of a sudden, the big picture at the back of the room, which was of her, fell down with a mighty wallop.
Oh, dear.
And I was always very careful after that, so I'm careful with the Tudors.
Right. Okay. Well, tell us what you've got, what you have, and I'll keep my head down in case things start walloping around.
Right. Well, we've got royal connections today with Blackmoor. Elizabeth Blount was born in Shropshire around the year 1500 to Sir John Blount and his wife, Dame Catherine. However, Elizabeth didn't stay in Shropshire. She came south to become an attendant at the court of Queen Catherine of Aragon. Apparently, Elizabeth was a blonde beauty, and needless to say, she'd soon attracted the attention of King Henry VIII. By 1518, she had become the king's mistress, possibly the first of many. In those days, it wasn't unusual, if a mistress became pregnant, for her to be sent to one of the many religious houses in the country to give birth. When she became pregnant, late in 1518, Elizabeth was sent to Blackmoor Priory, a fairly insignificant priory, but reasonably close to London. The baby was born on the 18th of June, 1519, a healthy boy, and Henry's firstborn son. He was called Henry Fitzroy, and the king doted on him. When he was only 6 years old, he was made Earl of Nottingham, and on his birthday in 1525, he became Duke of Richmond and Somerset, and was elected to be a Knight of the Garter. When he was only 8, he was made Admiral of England, Ireland, and Normandy. Sadly, just after his 17th birthday, Henry Fitzroy died. Had he lived, would the boy born in Blackmoor have become king? Possibly, but that's a question that can never be answered. It is said that the king used to visit his mistress in Blackmoor while staying at Jericho Priory. This is unproven. What is known is that Elizabeth married Lord Tale just 4 years after the end of her affair with the king. However, using Cardinal Thomas Wolsey as his agent, Henry maintained an interest in her welfare right up until the time of her death. It's certainly known that Henry had hunting lodges in Essex, and his ill-fated wife, Anne Boleyn, was associated with Rochford.
Now, sorry, don't worry about that. This is what happened before. There you are, you see. The king has got it. He's got it your throat. He might not be able to chop your head off, but he's managed to get it your throat.
Well, I did warn you in advance.
Because I gather that apparently the courtiers all used to say, he's gone to Jericho, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yes. So it said, because that was the name of the house that was built actually within the moat of the priory.
Right, because this is where I think I got things wrong a couple of weeks ago.
Never.
Well, never mind. Look, what have you got for next week? Because last week you were telling us all about floods and dramas and storms, and I then got promptly stuck in flood water going home on Saturday after we replayed it. I hope I don't lose my head now. So what have you got for next week?
Well, actually, I thought last week was very prophetic.
It was.
And 50 years or so from now, will somebody else be sitting here talking about the great floods in Billericay in 2013? Watch this space. Well, next week, we're going to return to the Chantry House in Billericay.
Oh, right. And what are we doing there this time?
Well, last time we talked about Christopher Martin. Hmm. Particularly, we're going in to talk about the house itself.
Right, OK, well, let's see what happens with that. Thank you very much indeed. We shall look forward to that. In the meantime, let's go back to this.